This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, I just was told that they're communicating and Tatum is recruiting. I mean, Tatum is the face of the franchise. So, if you're told he's recruiting, I don't know if they're like FaceTiming every day or they're on Snapchat and sharing videos and, you know, look at my rehab video.
I'm swimming. Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm swimming. What about you? What are you up to, Dame? Like, I don't know if it's that deep, but they are communicating. I think we all know Tatum's going to be here for a long time. And I think that the players who have come to Boston, I think guys who we traditionally thought might not like it here ended up really liking it in Boston and didn't want to leave.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was Gary Washburn. We'll get to the Celtics and their pursuit of Damian Lillard in just a moment. If you missed any of our tiers on a Tier Tuesday, we tiered off all the teams in Major League Baseball at the All-Star break. It's available now at Jones and Keith on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow us there. Go seek that out. Good work by Terp, putting that together and turning it around quickly. I will also talk to Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston on a Tom E. Tuesday at high noon. As for Gary Washburn and his information that Jason Tatum is very involved in the pursuit of Damian Lillard. I mean, Lillard's still out there. He's still available. So he hasn't signed anywhere. The Celtics have been linked to him, it seems, pretty heavily. The fact that Tatum's pushing for it, does it make you feel any differently about their chase, their pursuit of Lillard?
Well, I mean, not really, because I think there is, of course, a possibility. I don't think Lillard, almost similar to the Steph Diggs conversation, I don't think Lillard's going to have a million teams lined up for him. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks just traded for him and had him on the team and played a couple years, didn't really work out, and then they decided to go stretch provision, get rid of him, and then use some of that money on Miles Turner. So they're a contender. They're keeping Giannis, and they even decided, no, we don't want Lillard. So I don't think a million teams are going to be interested in Lillard. Apparently, he and Tatum are friends. They were on, what, the 2020 Olympic team together?
Right.
All NBA star players are friends, by
okay,
the way. So.
But by the way, they were – it was the 2020 Olympics, you're right, which I think they played in 2021.
Well, right.
But
– what happened?
Well, they knew each other that whole time, and then 2 years ago, Lillard was scoffing at the idea of coming to Boston.
Yeah.
Now him and Tatum are best buds, and he's recruiting
Damian
Lillard all of a sudden?
Lillard also thought he probably had a bigger market. Lillard also wanted to go to Miami.
So I think it's 100% that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Lillard used to be in demand. Now he's not,
and
he's going to go wherever he can
go. Boston. But
then
Tatum's here. And one of the things we always want star players from all the teams, we were just giving Bregman and Crochet credit for recruiting Joe Ryan.
Yep.
So if Tatum wants to recruit Damian Lillard, great. It doesn't mean Brad Stevens is going to make that move. It doesn't mean that Chisholm's going to say, yeah, let's pay for another player to rehab for a year.
If Jason Tatum's going to recruit somebody to come to Boston, I know he's not on the floor until next year. Could he recruit somebody who's going to play?
You know, he's like, I'm not playing.
Like, that would annoy me if I were Jaylen Brown, who also, I don't know if you saw any of his comments to Kyrie, Is that where it was?
I know. Jaylen Brown makes it difficult to
like
him.
But like, if I were Jaylen, I'd be a little annoyed with Tatum. It's like, well, are you just building the team for next year?
I got a guy for next year.
You're not even worried about this year's team. Like, that would annoy me if I was Jaylen Brown. Yeah. That annoys me to a degree as a Celtics fan. Like, all right, Jason, I get you're not on the floor. What, you just not care? You don't care about this year's team? Could you recruit somebody who's going to suit up this year?
Any healthy players you like?
How about a big man on this?
I'll take a big.
Could you recruit a big for the front court this year?
Or another guard.
So I get that he doesn't have a relationship with every single player in the league. This is a player he has a relationship with, but I've never liked the optics of them going after Lillard, and I like it even less now that I know Tatum's in the middle of it. It's like, I already know Bill Chisholm doesn't care about this team this year. Does Tatum? It doesn't seem like it.
No, that's frustrating. It does, because it's very much a punt for next year where you say the Eastern Conference is pretty wide open. Why can't you be as competitive as possible? And, you know, if Lillard was healthy, I'd be like, you know what? I know they're already pretty small, but I'll take them. Like, I'll take Lillard and figure it out with all the guys that you have. And you're going to play small ball, but you're going to be able to shoot like crazy, and it'd be fun. It'd be entertaining as hell. But, he's got to rehab for a whole year? Then he comes back? Like, no, I don't think so. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Plus, you desperately need bigs.
Let me give you an example. Is Tatum recruiting Horford as hard as he's recruiting Lillard? He might be. I haven't seen any reports that he's not reaching out to Al Horford.
Yeah.
But is Tatum talking to Horford? He still hasn't signed.
But that one to me is different because Horford doesn't need to be recruited on Boston. He already knows Boston.
But don't you think if Tatum leaned on him a little bit, that would carry some weight?
But if I'm Horford, I'm like, I got 1 year left, Jason, and you're not even playing.
But Tatum could still recruit him. It could still be, man, I might come back late in the year and team up with you guys next year.
Oh, I guess there's that. Brad hasn't ruled that out.
He hasn't.
I think they should.
Indiana officially ruled out Halliburton. Tatum has not been ruled out.
Strange.
So, look, I don't think Horford's coming back.
Me neither.
Brad Stevens said in the press conference it's unlikely he'll be back, but more Eastern Conference teams are in the mix. Horford would rather go to the Bucks than you?
Two Eastern Conference teams.
Who was the other one? Atlanta? I think it was the Bucks in Atlanta off the top of my head.
Oh.
Like, those teams now? Oh. He's going to go to those teams over.
He's probably going to have his jersey retired in Atlanta.
He's
a Hawks legend.
So, good point. His backstory with Atlanta or his history.
Maybe he goes
with
back to Atlanta and ends his career there. I don't know. My guess would still be one of those Western Conference teams. I could see him on the Warriors for sure.
But he hasn't signed there.
No, I know. He hasn't.
And now, again, the report from Mark Spears, I'm just pulling it up.
I don't think his market was quite as robust. And if it was, it's like they don't want to offer him much money.
Lakers, Milwaukee, Atlanta are all in the mix. So you're right. Stupid me. I didn't even think about Horford starting his career in Atlanta and going back there. That one makes more sense. Milwaukee? Like, Tatum should leave. And maybe he is. I'm not saying he's not. But I'd feel better about Tatum recruiting Horford, a guy who's going to play this year, than recruiting Damian Lillard to build a team for next year where it feels like everybody's just all locked in on next season and doesn't care about the upcoming season.
Do you think Brad Stevens, based on all the moves that he has made and also the restrictions that he's under right now, do you think he would sign Damian Lillard? I kind of don't think so.
I mean, they're linked to him. Where do you think that's coming from?
Oh, I think it helps everybody. I brought this up before. I think it helps the Celtics.
Yeah, you think it's just for PR purposes?
Yeah, it'd be like, all right, hey, guys, we're not just dumping everybody. We're actually even interested in this guy who's going to be a Hall of Famer. And everybody knows who Damian Lillard is. He's one of the 10 most popular players in the NBA. We're interested. See, we're still involved, even though our starting big court or front court right now is Xavier Tillman and Nemus Kata.
I can meet you there. You think it's just for PR purposes?
I think it helps both sides. I think the Lillard could be like, see, I'm not damaged goods. Teams do want me, and the Celtics can be like, we're still in the market of adding players. I think it's a win-win. I don't think it ended up happening, though.
Okay. Look, I'm against it, and I was already against it. I like it even less now that I know Tatum is full court press on Damian Lillard, and Tatum's already 1 foot out the door on this season, worried about building his team for when he returns and not worried about this year's team. That's annoying to me. The whole thing, the whole pursuit of Lillard is annoying to me, and I didn't like this. And maybe Tatum is recruiting Horford. Maybe he's blowing up his phone, just like he's doing the same with Lillard. I'd feel better about those reports than this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.